This is a HeadGum Podcast.
Ooh, are you trying to get your mug a beat? Are you trying to contour those brow bones? Maybe you're trying to lift those cheeks, mommy. Well, if you're going to do it, you need to do it with a quality product. That's why I am tired of beauty products not meeting my standards. It's time to reshape the beauty world as we know it. Well, wait no longer. Meet Worthy We Cosmetics, the first sustainable luxury beauty brand in the U.S. I love Worthy We because they have amazing cream bronze tours, as they say them, which is sort of like this cream blush that sculpts your skin and also like covers all the imperfections. As a newer drag queen, I need help from a gorgeous product like this because Worthy We Cosmetics are vegan, cruelty-free, and even the packaging is biodegradable. So not only do I get my bronze tour shade like perfectly blended into my mug, I'm able to build like a new beauty routine. It's so easy to use, unlike some products that are confusing. These cream blushes are buildable in a way that you can't go wrong. Like, they're unbelievable. They're unrivaled. It's become a beauty favorite for me. Truly, the wear and finish is smooth, clean. I know you're going to love them as much as I do, especially if someone like me who's brand new to creams and contourings. If you're as new as I am and you could look as smooth as this skin is looking, you're going to love it. So treat yourself and experience the sustainable luxury beauty brand right now. Treat yourself and experience the sustainable luxury beauty brand. Right now, you can get an exclusive 20%, oh my God, 20% off your first order at Worthy We Cosmetics, spelled WORTHYOUI cosmetics.com, and use promo code DRAGHER. That's Worthy OUI cosmetics.com, and use promo code DRAGHER for 20% off your first order.
Sunshade, Kiki with the gaze. It's time to drag her. Time to drag her. Drag her.
I need this virus to go away.
Yeah, man.
But people won't wear their masks.
Oh my God.
But I'm like, you can call ahead and see, like, see if a like place needs you to wear a mask. If they say yes, you don't go.
Right, because you're crazy, I guess.
You're a crazy person in the minority. And then if you get sick, please don't go to a hospital. They're full of masks.
Oh my God.
Just stay your ass home. Okay, whatever. Welcome to Drag Her.
I'm sorry. There's never been a hotter, quicker opening in the history of broadcast Podavision. Welcome to Drag Her. The world's only RuPaul's Drag Race Recap Podcast. Isn't that right, Nicole?
We're the one and only. No other ones exist. Honestly, it still blows my mind that we are pioneers.
I've been talking to 2020, and they said they're going to do an investigative journalism piece on how we're the only thing on the internet talking about Drag Race and how there surely is a conspiracy behind this madness.
You know, it's just crazy. I don't think the episodes exist anymore, but when I hosted this with Joel Kim Booster, he said that we were the Christopher Columbus of drag, and I maintain that.
So problematic and need to be torn down. Yes, that's what you are.
Yes, Christopher Columbus of
Columbus.
Drag.
Yes.
Columbus.
Columbus. Well, for anyone who wants to cancel us, we will. We cede the throne and open it to anyone else who's going to talk about drag because someone has to do the work.
It's crazy. Crazy. Ugh. Somebody has to recap it every week. But here we are. We're recapping. We're at episode 4 of All Stars 5, baby.
And chaos. It's chaos. This is absolute chaos.
It truly is. I love it because the other seasons are like report cards.
Right.
We're going to send home the person who's been doing the worst. And then this season, they're like, we're going to send home our competition. Goodbye.
Goodbye. We don't give a shit. And also, there's some stuff in the drag world I kind of want to talk about before we dive into the episode.
Okay.
Like Tyra Khan continuing.
What is TyraCon?
Oh, I mean just the world's only single person drag convention where Tyra Sanchez.
She announced that she was doing a con. It is so curious to me that she keeps posting about Raven and then interacting with her, with James and Tyra.
Yes,
even though Tyra's supposed to be dead.
Right.
It's real. It's nuts to watch.
It's crazy that the only person attending this drag con is him and himself. Yes. Her yes. and himself
her
and themselves.
And himself, yes.
And the only one that continues to get bombed is his own. He's only bombing his own credibility. Like, it's
just
not
so
good.
I'm just so confused. I think I've said it before, but I'm like, so you announced that you retired Tyra Sanchez. You're now James.
Right.
You don't want anything to do with the drag world or drag race. You do not seem to like World of Wonder. Yet
right.
you stay posting about World of Wonder and Rue
right.
and Raven. What is the end goal? What are you trying to do? She posted Raven's number. Did we say that last week? Was that last week's?
Yes. Old, oh, my God. And then she threatened Michelle Visage this past couple days.
Wait, really?
Yes. She posted a picture of Michelle Visage's contact without the phone number posted. And she was like,
whoa.
Michelle, you have 24 hours to respond or I will release your information. Because she's now
whoa,
claiming that
why?
Michelle was racist against her and talked shit about her. And it's really messy, honey. It is. I mean,
this
it is
crazy.
It is.
Yeah. So she number secured, still waiting on that public apology for the hate that you fueled with your careless words.
Oh,
what careless words does she say?
I don't know. I mean, if anything, maybe Michelle once or twice said, like, she has not done a good job of being exemplary of a winner. Because I think she's, you know, she's behaved poorly in the past, you know, like pretending not to know who Sasha Velour is. She's always behaved poorly. Always, always, always.
Wait, she also posted, so Tyra also posted Kennedy's number.
Oh my God.
And then James posted an apology. This is nuts.
This is nuts. And if you care about racism, there really are bigger targets than World of Wonder.
I think so.
It's wild. On top of that, there's another piece of drag news I have to talk about.
What?
Gia Gunn doesn't believe in coronavirus.
I saw that and I was like, you know, this is crazy. You
this
can't
crazy.
Be saying this to your followers. The government, what
oh
did she
God.
Say? She was like, the government wants you to believe things are worse than they actually are. And
yes.
I'm like, I don't know. I just hung out with a friend yesterday who's a doctor who was like, no, it's as bad, if not worse, than what you've been told.
Yeah.
And he's like, there's no rhyme or reason to this illness. He was like, I was treating two young girls, like 10 years old, with corona.
Uh-huh.
No symptoms. Their father didn't have corona. So they were like, he was like, yeah, we don't know. We literally do not understand this disease. And it's like, nobody's saying wear a mask because it's protecting you. It just stops you from spreading it if you are asymptomatic. And then if you're going to be like, wearing a mask
yeah.
is a detriment to my health. True, is it? So why would you allow a doctor to operate on you? Because they're putting themselves at risk by wearing a mask when they operate on you. You fucking Looney Tunes.
You fucking Sylvester
Ooh.
The Cat Looney Ooh. Tune. Get your ass Ooh. Out of our planet and go to the cartoon you belong in. Because I want to drop an anvil on your ass. You are too crazy. You're just, I can't do this. I can't do this. I can't.
It's crazy.
It's so crazy, too, that people think a mask is a violation of their livelihood. These fucking Karens in the world. I cannot believe it.
It's crazy.
But I'm glad they're stupid enough to come out and out themselves, because after this is all done, I'm gonna make like a, you know, like there's like Magic the Gathering.
Yes.
I'm going to make Karen the Gathering. I'm going to make a card game with all these Karen's pictures exposed on cards so that their faces will forever be popular and they'll never be able to hide from the stupid racist choices they've made.
Well, it's just so confusing to me because I'm like, all of these people who are willful, they're like, you can film me. I'm like, so you don't care that this will just be on the internet forever? Like, of you being so fucking hateful?
Yeah. One more thing I need to talk to you about before we dive in.
Okay.
Because I'm a crazy person. Mm-hmm. Can we talk about the recurring theme of POC queens versus white queens in All Stars?
Yes.
Because I am very, I think it's a very interesting thing that keeps recurring. Like in All Stars 3, we had Kennedy versus Milk.
Mm-hmm.
And in 4, am I wrong? Am I misreading the room? Was there one in 4? I feel like... There certainly is.
I don't think so.
Yeah, I don't think so.
I'd have to rewatch it.
In this one, there is. In this one, there is a real, like, divide between, like, or so it feels. That there's,
do you
like,
think?
Maybe in the earlier episodes, there was a real Cracker versus Alexis moment that, like, reminded yes. me of Kennedy versus Milk. And I just, I wanted to know what you think about that.
I don't think, I feel like they were different because Milk was being so dismissive of Kennedy's drag. Like, yes. just like, I don't, I, what I do is an art form, whatever you do, this pageant shit, whatever. Mm-hmm. Like, I didn't get that from this season yet.
Yeah. Yeah. I'll yeah. give you that. It was headed that way in the beginning, yeah. but it has, now it's veered, and this season just is veering in 800 different directions, and which is great because I don't know what's going to happen.
I fucking love it. I love that we open up with Mayhem and Alexis Mateo revealing that they were mm-hmm. going to send home Shay. And then Shay being like, you stupid bitches. You have no idea what's to come. I'm going to slay all these fucking challenges. I'll send you all home one by one. I loved yeah. it.
Me too. And I'm ready for Shay's vengeance because also this whole episode, I don't know if many queens could be as graceful and composed as she was throughout this whole episode. And like she says, professional enough to do a good job and hold her cards tight. Like,
yes, I mean, to be paired, like the producers are producing this season because production. To be paired with a person who like was going to send you home, that like puts Girl. You in your head, that already starts you at a disadvantage because you're angry. And then that person is at a disadvantage because you're like, oh, I'm working with someone who I was like gonna send home. This is weird.
Set up. It is a set up. And I mean, now the teams, last week they at least were like, it's random. And this week they're like, yes. here's
no,
the teams.
This week was truly like, this is so wild. This is produced. Okay.
I love it. And I want to say, because I know last week I was saying a lot about how like Alexis is allowed to take up space. And I still stand by that. But I do want to also say she's playing it messy. This is she's playing a messy game of murder. And there's nothing wrong with that. But it's a messy game, too, because mm-hmm. her explanations this week were very... It's like a high schooler coming up with a bad excuse for where they were. Like, why they're late. You know, like, well, I had to go uh-huh. pick up Daria because Daria's car exploded and her dad was mad at her. And you're like, wait. Which is
one,
it? Is it?
I have never heard the name Daria out of context of Daria from MTV. Are there people in the world named Daria?
I
have never fucking met one.
I haven't either, if I'm being honest.
I truly have not met a Daria. How wild.
Actually, I lied. I knew one crazy girl in college named Daria.
Oh, okay.
She was crazy.
I've never met a Daria.
I remember telling her, I am gay. And she's like, I want you. And I was like,
so you met me in college. Men would be like, I'm gay. And I'd be like, yeah, right. I
remember
kiss you.
We had an acting scene. We had an acting scene where we had to like play a couple. And so we like kissed in the acting scene. And then she was like, it's on now. And I, of course, was like, I will do nothing but let you down. And all my dick will be wetter than putty in your hands. And she was like, I don't care. Let's do it. Let's figure it out.
That's, yeah, you met me in college.
I wish.
We can truly work this out. It is fine.
I wish
love
we
a gay boyfriend.
I know. Well, who doesn't? I mean, look, androgyny and spectrum writers are hot. And mm-hmm. that's why it's very common for someone to fall in love for someone of the queer persuasion.
Yes.
And yes, I would have loved to have had the honor of fucking you in college. What an honor.
Thank you. I had rules for my gay friends. I would have to be in a leotard with a snap crotch bottom, and you could not touch me. Those are the rules I made for my best friend, Evan, at the time. We were, like, living together. And he's like, yeah, sure, I'll take your virginity. And I was like, great. Snap crotch leotard, you cannot touch me. And then he was like, how will I have sex with you? And I was like, that is for you to figure out.
Also, how are you going to get through all that ass without touching?
I have no idea. I have no idea what I was thinking. None whatsoever.
That is
truly
a fucking,
just out of my mind.
The riddle of the Sphinx. You gave them an impossible
truly,
riddle to solve.
I'm here saying I'm going to make your college experience that much harder.
So. Yes.
This episode, the main challenge is She MZ. So they're doing, if you've ever seen the TV show TMZ, it's them as boys in like the TMZ room reporting on like faux celebrities that they will then play. And then you cut to the field where like Ross is playing a TMZ reporter, and then they have to improvise, or as the show likes to say, they have to improv their way through a scene.
My God.
Improv.
Oh, improv with labeled characters is hell
it's
on earth.
It's short form. It's short form, and it's not. So it's funny because they set up a short form game, and then they had to perform it like it was long form.
Yeah. See, that's what I don't. That's what is so fucked up about this. It's like it tests you in a way that's not fair. It's like either give them a script or let them create a funny scenario that would be tabloid worthy.
Yes.
I don't know. The labeled characters is hard, and the people who did well at it, they only did well because they went past the prompt.
Mm-hmm.
You know what I mean? And they yes-anded past the idea of what, because if you just do what they say, you're going to be done in 10 seconds with the idea. Anyway, yes, they had to improv, and this is, there are so many improv challenges this season.
This is like season 7 where every challenge is an acting challenge.
I know.
Everyone this season's doing an improv. Well, there was, the first one was a talent show. The second one is, what was that? That was the song. And then,
so this is
two improv challenges in a row. That's why it seems like there's so many.
Right. Yeah, you're right. You're right. So and now next week being Snatch Game, I'm like, girl.
Yeah, you,
these
and that's
girls
an improv
better be
challenge
funny
as well.
It's a lot of improv.
I wonder. I guess they're not going to bring back anybody for Snatch Game. Maybe after Snatch Game, we'll have people being brought back.
I am ready because I know my Snatch Game theory is fucked. I wanted people to come back for Snatch Game because how fun to be like, this is the comeback challenge of you have to blow us away in the Snatch Game to get a chance to come back. I think that would be so fun. And I also think it would be cool because, like, Snatch Game is a thing that everyone wants to get the chance to do. And a lot of the queens who went home have never gotten a chance to do it or do it well. Okay, so production gives these prompts, right? Production gives these prompts, which are so crazy. Let me see if I can find it, the exact description in the episode, because of what Rue says. But basically she says, so India and Mayhem, you're a team, which to me, they are set up. They're being set up to be in the bottom, if you ask me. What do you think?
I also think so, because they had both. Wait, was India in the bottom last week?
Yes. India's been in the bottom now.
Was Mayhem
2 weeks?
No, Mayhem won last week. But Mayhem had been in the bottom.
She was
other
safe-ish.
Weeks.
Yeah. She'd been in the bottom the first week.
Yeah,
it was a setup.
I think they were
set up.
Yeah,
because in India they were like, "You are a shoplifter," and Mayhem, you're a thirsty girl who works at the store. Okay.
Yes.
Okay. We'll just deal with. We'll talk about the drama in the room before we get there. Then Cracker. Also, these prompts are so confusing. Cracker, Jujubee, and Blair are two moms and a daughter involved in a college admission scandal to drag you.
Yes, which is very confusing.
Very confusing.
You're like,
very,
okay,
very.
Okay. Three people involved in a college admission scandal to drag you. What does that even mean for acting out a scene? But I guess they did it well. I was watching and I was a little confused.
I was absolutely confused. And I also feel like anytime you have a three-person improv scene, you basically want to treat it like a two-person improv scene. You know what I mean?
Yes.
Where it's like,
yeah,
these two people represent one POV and the other person represents the other POV. And I thought Blair could have done way more.
Yes, I think Blair could have gone like way further.
Mm-hmm.
Because I barely remember Blair in the scene.
Yeah.
And I also think India could have gone further. Like, everyone could have, like, it's just so strange to me that I'm like, okay, we're a room full of drag queens. Why aren't we being bigger or pushing the envelope a little bit more?
I know. I know. Should we talk about, there's some workroom drama beforehand where Cracker confronts Blair. Because she's like,
yes,
Blair.
Yes, because she thinks that Blair has been making plans to push her out of the competition. And I was like, before people say shit out loud, they should say it out loud alone. Because you sound fucking crazy.
Yeah. It felt like she said it out loud and then regretted it. She like had no feet, nothing to stand on.
Because she was like, what are you talking about? She was like, well, I've been hearing it from other queens, and that's what Alexis Mateo is insinuating. And I'm like, don't say other people's names when you're saying wild ass shit. Also, give me an example. How was Blair trying to push you out of the competition?
Yeah, that's not, this is very Mimi being like, I heard the girls are threatened by me.
And Delta's just like, who?
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 Who? Oh, just the girls. Okay, name one name.
Which one? I haven't heard that. Who?
Which one? I do think sometimes Blair... Okay, sometimes when Blair is talking, it feels like I can tell the producer told her to say something. Do you ever get that feeling?
No, not really. I'm just staring at her huge lips that I love. She got the all-star lips, and I love them. I love big lips. I'm, like, obsessed. I, like, kind of want them myself.
She looks less like a drag queen and more like a toddler with a tiara, you know?
She does just look so dang young.
She looks so dang young. So this drama did nothing for me, but I did love Jujubee just in the middle of them, being so uncomfortable, but also entertained.
I loved it. Her looking back and forth was so funny to me.
Very funny. Very, very funny. When India is chatting with Mayhem, when India says, "Shimz, how clever." I was like, she's dead. Like, open the grave right now. She's dead.
Yeah, because I was like, girl, this is the bare minimum of like funny.
Uh-huh.
I was like, I don't know if this is clever. No. Okay.
Yeah, no,
it was very
funny
because she was like gagged. She was like, oh, how clever.
She was verklempt. She was, could not speak at how clever that was. And I was like, oh, girl, we need to go so much further.
It was so funny to me.
And talking about
GMZ, how clever.
Clever. Okay, so should we talk about the boy setups? Because the boy looks were very funny.
They were hilarious. I love when queens are asked to butch themselves up because it is a cartoon of being butch. I love it.
Yes, I love it. And I did, but I wanted more boy jokes. Like more.
Yeah.
Like Shay, I think, did pretty fucking excellent with her boy. Her boy moments were so funny where she was like, mm-hmm. we're garbage. It was more of that. And like more parody of what straight guys eat. You know what I mean? Being like, after this, we're going to eat beans and nails. Like just something stupid on that side of it, too.
We're going to eat beans.
I just wanted all of that to, I want to make fun. I wanted them to make fun of how they decorate their houses. Like being like, after this, we're going to go home and put posters with no frames all over our walls. You know, just think of any college freshman and then plug in those specifics. I felt like it's obvious you can see some people's comfort and discomfort with what to do in that setup.
That is.
God.
Honestly, you really got me with the poster with no frame, because that's how I was living.
Yes. Oh my God. Me too. I was a gay slob, which I know is atypical. I'm breaking boundaries, but just have more fun with those nasty bachelor specifics. Like,
yes,
everyone knows you can wear socks 3 days in a row without changing them. More of the straight nasties.
I agree. That would be so funny.
Such a treat. Such a hoot and a holler. So I guess we should talk. Let's talk about their improv scenes, huh? We got Shay and Alexis first. We want to talk about that.
I actually liked Shay and Alexis's improv scene.
I thought it was the best, really one.
Funny. And what does, hold on, Alexis Mateo's little intro was so funny. I can't remember what it was. Hold on. It's, I'm not just sickening, I'm contagious.
Hilarious.
And that made me laugh so hard.
And then Shay says, I may be pretty on the outside, but on the inside, I'm pure garbage. Yeah, these are
and
funny.
And I also thought that was funny. I love a good housewives fucking joke that's good. I thought they were so funny outside. I did think Alexis was cutting her off a little bit, but I get why.
Yes.
Because that's like a housewife thing. They're not waiting.
Right.
They're not sharing the scene. It's your job to like get in and be as, you know, as explosive as your scene partner, because that's like a housewife thing.
Totally. Totally. And they do a good thing of like, well, this is a note I would give so many of the other ones. Well, I would give it to the India Mayhem one. I used to give this note, and I learned it from someone, of like, the only way to play passive aggressive is aggressively.
Yes, 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 yes. And because, you have to like say what you're being passive aggressive about. And I thought they did a pretty okay job with that. And then I liked the reveal that they were both pregnant, and they like pulled Shay Coulee's like pillow out or whatever. I liked it. I thought it was so funny.
I thought this was the best one. And I'm going to be a conspiracy theorist and say this was the best one, but the producers were like, we can't have them win again.
Maybe, because I really thought it was funny. I really liked it.
It was funny. Alexis is, she's messy, we're both saying. Like, she steps over a bunch, but she makes up for it with just raw talent, just funniness. She's just
and
funny.
Also, if they were more skilled improvisers, that would be part of the game. But,
exactly.
If you don't know what game is, you can't really make interrupting part of your game. Because if I was being a passive-aggressive housewife and you were cutting me off, I'd be like, I would let you finish, but that's not in my wheelhouse. And then start talking. And then when you cut me off, you're like, I would let you.
But
a couple of times so people understand that the interrupting isn't just a thing where you're not sharing
pattern.
The scene. It's a pattern of behavior that we're all doing.
Yes, yes. Because that's an excellent, excellent point. It's just, that's how you show to the audience
This is intentional.
Exactly, exactly. We're in on the joke together. We, the characters, are fighting in the scene, but we're clearly cooperating as players in the
absolutely.
Scene.
Absolutely.
But I liked it. It was good, and there was a good pattern.
And also, the end of the scene where they're just fighting is so funny.
Putting food in your titties, always funny. Alexis going up to the camera and going like, stop filming! Is funny. She's just raw funny. And you can work with raw funny. You know what I mean? Like when you're talking about improv, it's very easy to be like, that was perfect. You have all the raw talent. Let's just sculpt a little. She was so good. And I will say, I think this team should have been in the top, but I think Shay was the best overall, but they were like, we don't want Shay to win two challenges.
Really funny.
I think they didn't want Shay to win two challenges.
Which sucks.
I really believe that. Which sucks, because they were like, ugh, well, we can't have Alexis win over Shay, so we have to kind of nerf them both. We have to acknowledge they did good, but we're going to nerf them and make them safe.
Mm-hmm.
I don't know. It felt crazy.
I mean, it's like, maybe Alexis will just win, but like it'll be a thing like last week where a different group wins and then Alexis gets like a standout. And then when it was none of it, I was like, wait, right. The fuck? I was so confused.
Yeah, I was confused. It was very romper room fuckery. And I did not come here for that. It was messy. But I mean, I have to remind myself during All Stars to just enjoy the ride as opposed to like get caught up in what's right. You know?
If you get caught up, you'll just be so upset and be like, none of this makes sense.
None of it makes sense. God, the boy looks are funny. And I love that Blair can't look like a boy.
It is
Blair does not
very
can't
funny,
look like a boy.
But she looks like a very femme boy. She looked like Justin Bieber.
She looked just like the Bieber. And they had a joke there where Carson like sets her up for a Bieber joke. And I was like, hit back with something funny. But she kind of just like, yes, you know, instead of a yes and when it's just a
it's
yes.
It's hard. I got to say, they asked so much of these queens. So much. And I got to say, during Jujubee, Blair, and Cracker's performance, I loved Jujubee's look. This wig was so much fun.
Yes.
And then the outfit I thought was like pretty spot on for like if she was channeling Lori McLaughlin, is that Aunt Becky's name? From Full House. I was like, that's fun. Did that. That's great.
I didn't even think about that. That's smart as hell.
I really liked it because it was like one of those moms that like is so involved in her daughter's life, and she's also like kept on to her youth from the 80s. I thought it was really layered and smart. And I don't even know if that's what she was going for, but that's what I got served.
It's funny. It's such a treat. Wait, Nicole, before we keep talking about this particular scene, let's take a break. This episode is brought to you by BetterHelp. Are you seeing some triggering ads on social media? Stuff about summer bodies, stuff about the diet cleanse, stuff about trimming down. Fuck that noise. That stuff is triggering for me, and I assume it's triggering for someone else listening. That's why I use BetterHelp. BetterHelp allows me to get in touch with a licensed professional therapist who can help me recharge, who can help me de-crap my brain. Because those negative images and slogans can really creep in and give me negative body talk. You know what I mean? Any form of negative self-talk that is traumatic for me. And thankfully, I'm using these tools and being honest about them and articulating them in a way that takes the power away from them. If you're thinking about therapy, you should give BetterHelp a try because it's entirely online. It's designed to be convenient, flexible, and suited to your schedule. All you do is fill out a brief questionnaire. You get matched with a licensed therapist, and you can even switch therapists anytime at no additional charge. That's how I found my personal therapist. I found my sweet spot with BetterHelp. So go. Visit BetterHelp.com/dragher today to get 10% off your first month. That's BetterHelp, HELP.com/dragher. Go find your social sweet spot with BetterHelp. Hi, listeners. Here to tell you about a very important organization called Al Otro Lado, which helps to reunify families which have been ripped apart due to our country's cruel border policies. As you know, since 2018, many people have been suffering through these policies, which have taken children away from their parents. And Al Otro Lado is working to reunify families. They've already reunified over 100 refugee families, and they create legal and humanitarian support to refugees, deportees, and other migrants in the United States and Tijuana. We want you to get involved today. Help me support Al Otro Lado and donate today. You can find the link to donate to Al Otro Lado in the description of this episode below, or go to gum.fm/charity and donate today. You can also consider volunteering with the organization, which offers opportunities that are both in-person and virtual. The best way to get involved is by filling out an application on their website at alotrolado.org/volunteer. That's alotrolado.org/volunteer.
Bring back my break.
My break. Okay, we're back totally in because I have so much to say about this lovely little scene.
Yes.
Blair was needed to do a lot more. Yeah. We already said that.
Yeah, it was kind of a bummer that she truly. I think this was like, who is this in the last All Stars where they just Milk and the Bitchler when she just was like crying and adding anything. I was like, this is reminding me of that. Where it's like crying is not a, it's not a full choice. It's just one action you're doing. It's not a choice.
Right. And she should have kept, because one of her best lines was yelling about overhead lighting.
More
so
of
I was
that.
Like, great.
More
that sets
vapid,
up the
weird
pattern.
Shit like that.
Exactly. Exactly. That sets up the pattern that your problems are of non-problems.
Yes.
So follow that pattern. Now maybe like your followers have gone down by 1,000 people
or, like
or whatever. 10, you know what
or,
I mean? Like,
I don't know. I agree,
right.
Mono. I think she could have added more of that in there.
I like that you can tell Jujubee and Cracker are having fun. And I think that's why they won.
Me? Yes.
Like,
okay.
You can
tell
they want to laugh.
Yes, they were having a very good time. And the slapping at the end did make me very happy. I gotta say, I think the first two did really great. I think Mayhem and India came in hot and then lost so much steam.
Mm-hmm. They really lost their way. I mean, like man, like fucking toddlers in a fucking mirror maze. They really got lost. They really got
toddlers in a mirror maze.
Because it started clear.
I mean, it started off so fun. Like, the way India is dressed is wild and delightful. And, you know, I love me some daytime drag. So all these scenes made me so happy. But, like, also her having the vases in her pussy, I was like, that could have happened earlier.
Yes.
Because we could have had other things up your pussy, you know?
Yes.
And
there was.
I wasn't seeing, like a vigilante type of feel from Mayhem. If you're going to chase after a shoplifter, you think you're a superhero.
Yeah.
You think you're going to get all the stuff back.
Yes.
Where, like, there was. And it didn't heighten past, like, I saw you steal shit. And it's like, let me get up in you. Open your jacket. Like, do what like a cop does. Maybe I don't know.
They also said her description was thirsty. So it's like, so do more.
Oh
of
yeah,
that?
I mean, if her description's thirsty, then that means you want the merchandise, so you can have the merchandise. Like, make it so it's like, ooh, you stole that from me. Let me get some. Ooh, you. It's right up in your pussy. Give me with the juices. I don't know. I think maybe they had the most confusing.
I also think that it was confusing and they just needed to simplify it. Like, just, I honestly think they should have thought of it like a Chris Farley and David Spade scene.
Yeah.
You know what I'm saying? What I mean that, and what I mean by that is obviously unusual person,
straight man. Yeah.
I think India needed to be a big mess and like more Angeline-ish and do the passive-aggressive thing more aggressively by being like, I'm not stealing. And then just, like, stuffing the clothes in her pussy. Or, like, so just either do passive-aggressive aggressively or, like, you have to confront the stealing and then talk about how much more you stole. And then I think Mayhem should be the voice of reason
who's calling
it out. Be the person. Have fun calling out how messy she is and how everything on her is fake and stolen.
Yeah, it's like, did you steal these
including
titties?
That hair.
Did you steal your let? I don't know, that was a terrible one. But I think they just really could have gone a little further than they did.
I love stolen titties. I mean, that would be funny too if you stole titties from a plastic surgeon. How
that's
funny.
So funny. I want to hear that story.
I know.
The glass shattering out of her pussy really did get me. It was very funny.
It was funny.
I just think it could have happened
but the
earlier.
Licking,
the licking was a little much. Also, I love how
I
many
like
people
it.
On the crew drive BMWs.
Yeah. Wait, what?
I was like,
what the fuck?
Let me work for World of Wonder. Because I just got rid of my BMW because it was so expensive to maintain.
Oh my God. It's like, Yeah, this setup is also so funny. It's clearly right in front of where they had that Michelle Visage free clinic, which I did think it was funny that the clinic is called Michelle Visage free clinic.
That made
me loved laugh. That. I loved that. And I love that there's a scandal to get into drag you because the ideas were funny.
Yes.
But we needed to do more with that. Wait, there should have been more drag you specifics. Like, I know we had the Laganja moment.
Yes,
but I want to hear
Laganja
more about...
Was Laganja even in drag you? No, that's before Laganja's time.
No! No, it wasn't at all. No, she wasn't on it. So I wanted to hear more about what major are you majoring in? Eyelashes? Mm-hmm. Are you, you know, did you fake on your college resume that you can do shablams, which I guess is what they're kind of alluding to. But I don't know. I don't know. It was unclear. But I do think Cracker did well, and
yes.
Cracker did a good job of being present, which is a good note you kind of gave her last week.
Mm-hmm. She listened to me.
That's really great, Nicole. She was present and having fun.
Finally.
Oh, my God, you're teaching the children.
I'm a teacher teaching the children how to pop the corn and feed the children. I'm happy. I'm overall really happy with everyone in this challenge. Like, I think everyone did a pretty decent job. And then while they were getting ready, I truly was like, what is Alexis Mateo doing? She put in these creepy crawler contacts. And then, like, her paint, I was like, what is this? And then the reveal on the runway, I was like, oh, I'm so happy they only gave me, you know, pieces and crumbs of her look because it was so sickening. But in the workroom.
That's true. Also, they make it sound like she doesn't know what camouflage is. They're like, I was like, uh-oh. I was like, she knows what camouflage is.
She knew what a lot
she
of clearly camouflage
knew.
Was.
I know. But yeah, you're right. It was like,
I was like, what
what's
is
happening?
This look?
And then I was like, oh, this is sickening. Yeah, this is fucking cool and different for her.
But I do think they brought up something. The thing that sucks about the workroom talks is I think people ignore it. Like Blair was talking about the weekend she was eliminated and her DUI picture was released. And I mean, like, that must have been horrific.
Holy shit.
To be like, okay, so this is the episode where I go home. I'm, you know, sad about it, but like my career has already started. Boom, here's a picture of your DUI that you never thought was going to be made public. And then you have to like deal with that. And that fucking sucks. And the mayhem was like,
horrible.
I was arrested twice in drag. I have two DUIs. They made me strip down naked. And I'm like, if anyone ever felt like police were needed, this is a reason to why they're not. There is no reason under any circumstance that a person arrested for drunk driving should be stripped down fucking naked. Are you kidding? Are you kidding? And then she said it so fucking calmly. I was livid.
I am so mad.
I was like, she didn't deserve that.
And I mean, I'm also going to assume that Blair did not have the same experience. That is
Who
not
knows?
To say that her experience wasn't traumatic. But it says a lot about how we treat people of color and especially queer people of color. It's like, oh, yeah, I believe that. And I also it got me so fucking furious that even when we're not trying to talk about it, the recurring theme of cops abusing power for disgusting purposes is everywhere.
I read an article and then like followed up by like looking around online for like to fact check it. I believe it's 35 states. It's not illegal for police officers to have sex with somebody in custody. And that doesn't mean raping them is legal. But like, who's having sex with a cop? Do you know what I mean?
I don't know. That is crazy that someone wrote that down. Who wrote that down?
It's so fucking weird.
Who wrote that down?
Like, yes, cops can have sex with people in their custody. Like, who said that that's like a good thing? It's just sick. We need to defund the police. Every time I hear something new, I'm just like, we have been brainwashed and conditioned since we were children to think that cops are here to protect you, and they're not.
No, they're not. And we have that law written down explicitly, but we don't want to explicitly outlaw lynching. What the fuck?
It's so
like, you know what
insane.
I mean? Like so many people, why are we avoiding writing that down? And someone wrote down, cops can get a nut off if they want to with someone arrested.
Yeah, it's because cops, they
lynching,
they like to
no,
make fun rules
not.
For themselves. I don't know. Everything's bad.
I hate this.
Should we take it to the runway?
Do we need to? I do want to talk about, okay, Alexis and Shay are frenemies, very Sharon Needle Fifi, like, in terms that they're doing good work together.
Yes, but they
together,
don't necessarily like even each though, other or trust each other.
This was really interesting to me because who do we trust? Like, obviously I'm on Team Shay, but is Alexis bullshitting Shay or is she just playing the game
honestly,
for herself?
I don't know, but here's the thing. I'm rooting for both of them. They're my top two all-stars. I love them both very much. So yeah. It was very hard to watch them be so like frenemy-like.
Yeah, it says a lot about how focused and badass they are that they are in a fight and mm-hmm. they turned it out in a comedy challenge. That is, I love that. And that's what I want more of in this season, because we're going to talk about who goes home. And I was like, I want more queens being that razor sharp, as opposed to now Mayhem feels like the second queen this season who's like, I'm going to show myself out.
Yes, I know? Was like, this sucks. Fight for your space. Fight to be there. But I guess if you're done, you're done.
I hated it. We can't have multiple queens and all-stars being like, just giving up.
Who gave up? Did anyone give up last season?
Giving up. And I mean, you could argue Jasmine Masters did.
Oh, Jasmine Masters. You can't argue what I was saying wasn't funny. You might not have liked it, but you cannot say it was not funny. Did you practice? No. Jasmine Masters is, oh God, she's incredible. It's a cocoon.
Head prima donna, Lakeisha, Kalina, Kiana. Oh my God, that Shakespeare challenge is
one of the best challenges in the history of the show. It is a beautiful car crash. I suggest everyone drop what they're doing right now and watch it. It is so funny.
I lost my mind watching that. And if by best you mean worst, then yes.
I mean, it is the best challenge in the history of the show. I have never loved a thing more.
God, head prima donna. That, man, that was really messy. But yeah, I mean, look, I'll every season of Drag Race is a masterpiece. So yes, I will rewatch that. That also has the Butch Pearl unable to be Butch.
The whole thing's perfect. Okay, the runway.
Runway.
Rue looks so pretty. This is like a departure, I feel so like. Pretty. Or not a departure, it's just different. We're getting served something different than we're normally served. She's wearing like team pendants is what it looks like.
Yeah, but they might have funny little gay-isms mm-hmm. on them, like kitty and girl.
I think so.
Or something.
I really like it. I think her makeup looks stunning. It's a fun look. It's like sporty mm-hmm. cash. And it goes with the theme of the runway.
Yeah, it really does. I didn't even think about that. The hair is gorgeous. The big triangular shoulder mm-hmm. pad is cool. I mean,
yeah, I'm here for it. I love
and
it.
And the lip. The lip isn't
it's
red.
Like a,
it's
yeah,
like
I was just
melon.
About to say like a melony, watermelony color. It's pretty.
It's pretty. And then Sarah Hyland's there. And thank God she took Improv 101 at UCB, clearly. She had some improv pointers. She's here for it. Okay, we're here for it. I also don't, I know she's from Modern Family, but good Lord, she looks different,
yes.
I thought. She looked, Good for her. She looked done up.
She was really doing the thing. She had her hair was interesting, I gotta say. It was like Jerry Curl-esque.
Oh yeah. I also had that thought. I was like,
oh, homegirls, she's paying homage to the black people of the 80s. She got that wet Jerry curl going on.
I also was, yes, I was getting a splash of Sade. I was like, okay. I don't know how I feel. Very Lisa Rinna. Mm-hmm. I don't know how I feel. Okay. Let's talk about this runway. Yeah, I think it's safe to say we were both like triggered light. Like not triggered, but triggered like what's happening?
It
is this okay?
It was so interesting. I was like these curls. But then I was like, maybe I'll do a Jerry curl. I just, the Jerry curl juice when it gets on stuff is not okay. But I love the look of a Jerry curl.
I soul glow many couches. Like when my hair is wet, when my hair is wet, I used to wear it really juicy and wet in college, and I was juicy, and I would fuck. It's embarrassing to leave stains behind. It's pretty embarrassing.
Oh, it's so embarrassing. It's like a period for your head.
Yeah. And Tampax doesn't make that product yet, unfortunately.
Sure doesn't.
But
first down the runway, just to get back on target.
Let's get back. And should we chirp or burp?
We haven't chirped or burped in so long. Okay, so Jujubee, this is a chirp for me. I really, really loved it. I thought it was like the most elegant thing she's worn all season. It's so tailored. It's pretty. I love it.
This is my favorite.
I do agree that it's missing something.
Yeah. Yeah. Maybe like something huntery in the hair.
Maybe. Or like a brooch-y, like a big, like a deer brooch holding the cape together or something. I don't know. Something.
Well, with the red pops of color, she could have a fucking bullseye fascinator in her hair.
Oh, that'd be fun.
She's already using the red pop. Why not lean into that? I mean, that would have taken it over the edge. But this is my favorite thing Jujubee's maybe ever worn. I love it.
Mm-hmm.
It's good. More of this, Juju. More of this. So it's a chirp for me.
Yeah, we liked this. This was good.
Yeah. Chirp, chirp.
Chirp, chirp. Also, her makeup is stunning. It's great. I love it.
It's good. Next, we have Miss Cracker. Wow.
This is fun for me.
Yeah. Very Ariana, Grande. Ariana Tiny.
Yes. Ariana Tall.
Yes, Ariana Tall. No, that's good because it's Starbucks. That's good. Yeah. I got you. I got you.
How dumb. But yeah, I love it. I think it's really fun. And it kind of reminded me of Jan, though.
Uh-huh. Not that like...
But that might just be because we just saw Jan, and Jan loves a high pony.
Yes.
But overall, I really, really liked it. I thought it was cute.
I like it. It's lengthening her in a really cool way. It's a cool, she has a sexy midriff, so good to show it. In terms of going a step further, what if her titties were like little grenades? Like,
oh my God, honestly, that would be so fun.
You know, I just little things like that. I was like, take it to 11. But I thought it was great. It's definitely a chirp.
Little titty grenades.
You
love
know,
it.
You know, they already look kind of like grenades. Yeah, it was
then
good.
Then we have Blair St. Clair, I do declare. I gasped. I really liked this.
I did too.
I thought it was so fun. And at first I was like, oh, whatever. I don't clock the camouflage. She's a tree. She's blending with the trees. And then in her big shoulder paddy top, I was like, oh no, the camo is in the top and there's tree elements. The hair is flawless. I love the butterflies. I'm here for this.
I love it. And you know, they're all reclaimed from Asia's final performance on season 10. So
the butterflies lived again, darling.
I agree. It's a gag. It is gorgeous. And I'm here for a look this good saving her from the bottom. Even though I thought she should have been in the bottom, I almost wish they said, and just so you know, girl, this saved you. This is, you know, it's awesome. And she has an amazing body for this kind of look. And Poison Ivy gag. Open bell-bottom shit. Holy, yeah. Work.
Love it.
Chirp.
Chirp, chirp, chirp. Shea Coulee, she chirps down the runway.
Oh my God.
I love this. I love the blue camo. I love the 60s. I love the little leggings / knee highs. I love the watering can.
I love it.
The glasses. This for me is cute. It's stunning. It's gaggy. I love it.
I love it. It's a different silhouette. The white panty is purposeful and cool. Oh my God, it is the watering can and the glasses. I mean, You fucking beautiful, beautiful, sickening queen. Yes. How dare you?
It and really her makeup is stunning. I love it. I love the whole thing.
I love all these queens, but I honestly feel like Shay is the camp counselor and everyone else mm-hmm. is at camp. That's how I feel. That's how I feel.
I love it.
Oh, it's a gag. Okay, she's a chirp. Of course she's a chirp.
Chirp, chirp, chirp.
Chirp, chirp, chirp. Alexis.
Oh my God, I gagged when I saw her. I audibly went, oh. Mm-hmm. She's like this ice queen with a deer hunting camo.
Yes.
It's a winter wonderland hunting look. The boots with the fur. The makeup, the wig.
We're getting the wig we wanted. It's not a bump up. It's not a pullback.
My God. This was just really stunning and sickening to look at.
It
was a blessing for us all.
It was a blessing. The pattern with the little pops of brown leaf. I mean, who'd have thought that little pops of brown leaf would make a white winter look gaggy? Who would have thought?
Who would have thought?
She's sickening. I mean,
I really loved it. I thought it was so smart, so good. It was different than anything anyone else had done. I'm here for it. I love her.
I love her too. And I would not have been mad if she won. If she won, I would have been like, yeah, bitch. Yes. Yeah. Like, because, yeah, you were a little messy in improv, but guess what? A lot of good.
It kills.
Ugh. Okay, next, Mayhem Miller.
I like this. This was not surprising.
Right, right.
But it was well done. She looks cute.
Yes.
And it is like Barbie going into battle.
Yes.
I love it. I like it. It's cute.
It's beautiful, but it could have gone further. It is, but every piece is beautiful. The fit, her juicy ass, the hair. Mm-hmm. I want her to have a big pink gun.
That would have been fun to have a big, big, big pink gun that's like just crystalled with like Swarovski crystals or something.
Yeah.
She looks like she's also having the time of her life bouncing down the runway.
Yeah.
I like this. I think all of the queens did a really nice job on this challenge.
They're beautiful, but just like little things would have made it unclockable. Like maybe she even came out in a pink camouflage tarp. Or something.
Ooh,
like,
yeah.
I don't know. Just a little thing would have then be like, this is not just a bathing suit. This is.
Yeah.
The details are hot, though. I mean, the chains, the little thing on her little like first aid kit thing. I mean.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. It's.
I fucking love it.
It's
here
gorgeous.
For it.
The hair.
The hair goes with it perfectly. Like the hair is
perfectly.
Stunning.
Perfectly. And that's why maybe she got pretty upset. She got snipey in the critiques.
Yeah, because she's like, fuck you, I look great. India Farah, I really like this.
I do too. I want a different wig. I don't like the wig, personally.
See, I like the wig. I like the makeup. I did think the camo was a little cartoony. Mm. Like, just real, like the like cartoon camo. Mm-hmm. But that being said, it's drag. Why not? I like the necklace. I like the patent leather look of it. I understand how you'd want maybe like a bigger wig, but I like it.
I want a bigger wig. I don't know. The slick back doesn't make sense to me with this, but also she's, you know, it's innovative. It's absolutely a chirp. It's gorgeous. It is gorgeous, but it just didn't. I don't know why the slick back doesn't work as much for me. I'll be a cunt and say this. Look, I am also a butch queen. I don't know if, and she is a very handsome man. I don't know if the slick back is doing her as many favors as a big wig would. And maybe that's problematic.
Sure.
That's how I feel.
I get what you're saying, but for me, I like it.
Good. Great. Gag. Okay. Critiques are here. We're at the critiques.
Yes, Blair and Shay are safe.
Uh-huh. I still think Shay was the funniest, but I'm here for production just being like, look, we need a new winner every week because it's probably going to make the overall thing a little bit more fun. I don't know. But maybe they thought Cracker. I think Cracker did great. So Cracker wins.
Cracker wins.
And
India and Mayhem are in the bottom.
Yes. And you could say Alexis and Jujubee maybe even got close to winning. They did great.
Yes, they did do great. They're safe.
They're safe. And Mayhem pushes back a little. What do you have any thoughts about sassing at the judges? What are your thoughts?
I mean, I get it. Because it's like, what do you want from me? I'm doing everything I thought was good. I thought I did a good job. I think I look cute. Now you're talking shit to me. I get it.
Right. I get it. I mean, it's safe to say it's All Stars. And really, every single look on the runway was a chirp for me. So would probably hurt to be like, I know I'm gorgeous. And it just hurts when, like, obviously they have to split hairs to put someone in the bottom.
Mm-hmm.
I did think their improv scene was a mess, though, so there you go.
Yes, it was the messiest of the three.
Yes, it was all plot and detours, and I know what is funny about these characters. If you watch an SNL sketch, we figure out something about that character, and then they continue the weird behavior over and over and over again. And if you're the straight man or the voice of reason, you continue to call that out over and over and over again. You can even
The straight man has more work because the straight man has to like set you up sometimes with things for you to be weird about.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, yeah. And
like
that,
if your character likes to eat rugs, you as the straight man have to keep producing rugs.
Yes, that's correct.
That was a terrible, terrible way to explain game.
No, you are absolutely right. You have to feed the game. You can't just say no, no, no.
You can't just give it up and be like, you're on your own. You have to figure this out. Right. No, you can like, be like, don't sit down there. There's a rug. What a dumb way to explain
No, you're right. You feed it and you can be like, wait a second. Aren't you the rug muncher? I read about you in the news. You ate a whole warehouse. Like, give gifts. Yeah, man, it's wild. But now they're talking, they're deliberating. And as we said before, Mayhem feels pretty checked out, and I hate it.
Yeah.
Hate it. Why,
it's a
Mayhem?
Real bummer
Why?
When queens check out, because then you're just like, you gave, like, somebody else could have been in that spot who's going to fight the whole time.
Yes. And you know what else is weird is this comes in the same episode where she voted Shay to go home. Now,
yes,
that's so the beginning of the episode, she's playing she's playing the game hard, and then she loses all nerve. Do you think she got scared by that? Do you know what I mean? Like, did she get freaked out?
I think maybe she was like, I'm playing the game. I'm playing the game until she was like, well, I mean, I'm trying to play the game, but the game doesn't seem to want me to play because I can't win a challenge.
Right.
I keep being in the bottom.
Right.
So maybe she just like gave up. I don't know.
And then she votes for herself, which is so annoying.
Yes. It sucks because it's like another queen would have fought to stay. But that being said, the competition is hard. You're sequestered. You can't talk to nobody. You're put in like a pressure cooker. So like, I do understand it, but I was bummed out by it.
This must be, I keep saying murder, but I mean, imagine playing a game of murder or mafia for weeks. You know, that must be pretty emotionally draining.
I've actually never played mafia.
Oh man, I think it's kind of fun. I think it's kind of fun, but it's also one of those games that is fun if everyone plays to win, but they also don't take it too seriously. Because I've also played with people who take it so seriously, and they're like, you're a fucking liar. You're a fucking piece of shit liar, and I'm going to take you down. And you're like, we've been friends for 7 years. Please stop yelling at me. Like, it's weird.
That's so funny. We've been friends for 7 years.
Yeah, like, why are we doing this? But some people, you know how some people can be different in competitive situations, you know? Some people can get
where you're
it
like,
too
I
serious.
I never knew this about my friend. My friend is being literally insane right now.
Oh, no. My friend is a killer, it seems. yeah. It's like when you play. Have you played? Oh, you played Mario Party, haven't you?
Oh, no. I think I played Mario Kart.
We need to play Mario Party because Mario Party is really, really, really fun. It's like a board game and there's little mini games in it. But that's also a game that will bring crazies to light. Cause sometimes you play with someone and you're like, girl, you're literally, we're literally in a mini game where the object is to eat the most ice cream and you just threw your controller at a wall. You need to calm down. Okay.
That's so funny. You just threw your controller at a wall.
It's so messy.
Okay. So back to the show.
The show.
So Cracker wins and Mayhem gives up and India does not give up, which works in her favor.
It sure does. And some people brought up that this alliance thing, because the okay, tell me what you think about this. Someone brought up that the first week, Mayhem says, if you keep me, I will keep you alive in the competition. So someone online was saying this was her keeping her pact till the end. So, right? Because she either had...
Oh! Because she made a pact with India.
Yes.
I mean, but didn't India make a pact back with her? So India should have been like, send me home as well.
Right.
Like, why did Mayhem sacrifice herself for India? No, I don't buy that.
I don't know. Mayhem just checked out. She was over it.
Yeah, I think she was checked out.
It's a bummer because I would love to see her in a Snatch Game. She's never done Snatch Game, right? Wait, did she do Snatch Game?
Oh, wait, has she never done Snatch? Oh, maybe did she go home in her season the week before Snatch?
I don't know. Oh, my God. I can't remember her Snatch Game if she did it. I don't think she did Snatch Game. No.
I feel like she did.
Because
no,
Monique
not.
Did. Monique went home on her Snatch Game. I don't think Mayhem was there. I don't think Mayhem was there because it was like Vixen as Blue Ivy. Oh, and then Eureka as Sketty Girl. I don't know if there was a Mayhem there. Huh. Okay. Okay. So Cracker won. She's changed it up. And now she's in the lip sync against the lip sync assassin, who is Morgan McMichaels.
Is Morgan McMichaels, which is so convenient that it's Mayhem's best friend that's going to send Mayhem home.
I know. And, you know, I think Morgan McMichaels is an amazing queen. I wouldn't necessarily label her an assassin, though, of lip syncs. Look, I'm not being mean. She's only won one lip sync on the show. And I love the Two of Hearts lip sync against her and Sonique. But she's more of a lip sync arsonist. I mean, I wouldn't call her an assassin. Having said that, okay, I love how I love how gentle and kind you're being. And I'll be the cunt. But yeah, she looks sickening. I think she won this lip sync all on her own. What do you think?
Mm-hmm. I truly really like what she did in that lip sync. I think Cracker did a little bit too much.
Yeah.
But then I liked everything Morgan was doing until she did those wonky ass cartwheels.
Yeah.
And I was like, maybe we stop doing cartwheels on the main stage if we can't do cartwheels.
That's funny. I'm so uncoordinated, I was impressed by them. I was like, wow, those are good. But I forget, you're a cartwheel queen. You're a cartwheel queen.
I love a cartwheel, and I don't want no crooked cartwheels cartwheeling down the runway.
Some Ricky Ticky Tavi cartwheels. Uh-huh. You don't want that. I think Morgan won, which I was like, double Shantae. I sent you that thing that was comparing the double Shantae of Alyssa v. Tatiana to this double Shantae.
Yeah, this is not a double Shantae for me. And then also I was like, why is a lipstick assassin, they win or they lose? Why double Shantae?
Well, that's what I'm so confused about. It's like, Yeah, wait, why? Yeah, they win or they lose. Who cares? Do you think it's something with just they didn't want the prize to be 30K next week? What is it?
Oh, maybe.
What is
but
it?
But then that's cool. That's like $30,000. Like, that's, yes. That's sickening. That's money.
That's what I'm saying. Is it too crazy, or is it something production-wise, or is it, I don't know.
Maybe. I don't know. But yeah, it just weird. Felt very weird that it was a double Shantae.
Yeah, it didn't feel correct. Also, the show fucked up, and they say Morgan is from season 3 on the Chiron.
Oh, they did?
Yep. It says season 3 and then All-Stars 3, which is just messy.
Wait, so she's season 2.
She's season 2.
That's so funny.
Someone's not fired, but someone needs to get like just a good thwap on the ass, you know, for setting it up. Okay, so double Shantae, Mayhem leaves. Her bags were packed. She was ready.
Yeah, she didn't get. She was like, goodbye, everybody.
Bye, everyone. And next week is Snatch Game. A lot of comedy challenges makes me think that they're setting up a funny queen to win this season. What do you think?
I think so. Yeah, it is a lot of of comedy challenges. It's kind of wild.
It's wild. And next week's Snatch Game, if India doesn't do Mimi, I'm going to be very upset.
Oh, boy. This would be... incredible if India does Mimi. What a treat for everybody.
Yeah, it would be a real treat. I need this to happen, because I'm worried for her, because she has not blown up. She's never broken out in an acting challenge. Mm-hmm. So we need some more. We all saw her workout video from season 3. It was whelming. It was only whelming. It was not.
It was whelming.
Yeah. So, well, I'm excited. I'm excited. What a goop and a gag. I'm going to read.
Oh,
go ahead.
No. I was just going to say, I'm really excited for Snatch Game. I fucking love Snatch Game. It truly is one of my favorite episodes of the season.
Always.
I can't wait. I'm excited.
Always and forever. Now, I have a review from one of our lovely listeners I'm going to read,
Nicole.
Okay. So, this is a 5-star review. Okay, 5 stars. From Karina Marie. It says, a joy. Honestly, I truly love Mono and Nicole. Whenever I watch RPDR, I find myself wondering what they think about the challenge and shenanigans. They are delightful and funny and informed about the show. I like that they are so diplomatic when they dislike a queen's performance, outfit, behavior, and it's... And it's all in all, feels like a super uplifting community. They also have kind things to say about all the queens. They're funny, super funny, and honestly a joy to listen to. I just wish I could help Nicole with Animal Crossing. Love y'all. Oh, that's funny.
No one can help me with Animal Crossing. I have since given up on Animal Crossing. I paid all that money for the fucking game. I don't really play it anymore because it's too confusing.
Nicole, we have to help. We have to do a...
I can't. I wake up every morning still in a tent. And...
No. We're going to start some sort of fundraiser or outreach program to get you a house. I think you need to talk to someone. Maybe you need to talk to that weird Tom Nook man. I don't know.
He's so fucking weird. Tom Nook is so rude. And I go see him. I go see him every day. And he doesn't want to give me a house.
Have you checked your items? Because you might have, you know, he gave you a kit to build a home. Maybe you need to pick a place to build the home.
He gave me a kit?
He might have given you the kit to build the home and you just have it in your items.
I feel like he gave me a tent.
I'm going to help you.
I truly feel like he gave me a tent and I have my tent.
But then I think he gives you a thing that's like, okay, you have to pick the place where you want your house built, and then it'll get built in like 24 hours. Maybe you need to pick a spot, and you have this weird kit in your items might be
the thing. Well, I want it where my tent is. Do I just leave my tent?
I don't know. I don't know. I wish I could help
so
bad. I
can't just leave my tent.
If you, I know you might not want to do this, but if you FaceTime me, I will help you. I will happily give my time to help figure out what's going on.
Okay.
Okay. Well, anything you want to plug, Nicole, before we go?
I have a book that you can buy. It's called Very Fat, Very Brave. It's on sale now. You can buy it from a Black-owned bookstore. There's a link in my bio. I have other podcasts, Why Won't You Date Me, Best Friends, 90 Day Bay, and Newcomers. And then you can watch Nailed It on Netflix.
Yes,
Mono,
I love that.
Do you have anything you want to plug?
Yes, madam, madam from the Mystic East, I do.
Yes.
I want you guys to go to my Instagram at Mono Agapian. I'm doing a podcast with Betsy Sodaro called We Love Trash on Patreon. All of our June patronage is going to three amazing causes for Black Lives Matter. I Ooh. Want you guys to go to the link tree at in my bio and at the Drag Her podcast bio on Instagram, because we are still continuing to push all these amazing causes and anti-racist resources that are just making our lives easier to, you know, just easier, because it feels good to do something good for the Black community every day, even if it's a little something. Let's keep pushing, because shit needs to change. And Breonna Taylor's murderers are still chilling at home. And that
sucks.
Yeah,
isn't that fucking wild?
It's fucking crazy. And we're not going to shut up about it. Change is coming. So let's do it. Let's do it together. What do you say?
Hell yeah, dude.
Hell yeah, dude. Well, I love you, Nicole.
I love you.
Okay, till next week.
Bye-bye. Still about to throw some shade, Kiki with the gaze. It's time to drag her, time to drag her, drag her.
That was a HeadGum Podcast.